Well, hello. Hi, Nathaniel. Welcome to Sister Brunch Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you told me Nathaniel Brown is the Hollywood. What do they call you in the streets?
Yeah, see, Nathaniel Brown is the Hollywood name.
Okay.
But everybody calls me Chuck.
Okay.
So, yeah, so there are too many Chuck Browns,
right.
Charles Browns, Charlie Browns, right?
So it's Nathaniel Brown.
One C. Nathaniel Brown. That's what I go with.
All right. Well, again, welcome to Sister Brunch Podcast. We're so happy that, you know, we're here with you today, sitting down. And for those who don't know, Mr. Nathaniel Brown here is an actor, creative director, And today, I mean, this season on Essence 30th anniversary, he has his film screening, which is Remember Me, Dementia in the African-American Society Community. So can you please tell us a little bit about that project?
Sure. My film comes from my family's experience. We've been hit hard by dementia, several types of dementia, several family members. And as a way to deal with it, I created a short film to get my emotions out. And then what happened was, when I put the film out, I realized I didn't know anything about dementia.
Right.
And so I started interviewing people, and I developed this documentary to be able to help people understand how badly it's impacting the African-American community. Right. And I use my story, my family story, as well as others who are living with dementia, and then those who are in the dementia space, who are researchers, scientists, caregivers, just to be able to let people see themselves in the documentary, but then also learn some things.
Right. I totally agree. I feel like it's a very important topic to be discussed, especially in the African-American community. So I'm excited to go see it, and I'm sure the people are as well. How long did it take you to just come up with a project from researching and, like, putting it all together?
So pretty much we started about 2 years ago. I would say the last year and a half is working actively on the documentary. And that included, you know, researching for myself first before I started reaching out to people. But then once I got the information, I started reaching out to scientists and researchers, and then it led to different people. And that process includes the interviews, the research, the getting the equipment, getting people to help, you know, all the things that it takes to be an effective filmmaker, which was amazing because it put me in places that I never thought I would be, interviewing people that I didn't ever think I would meet. For example, the late, great Lou Gossett Jr. is one of the people that I got a chance to interview. And to my knowledge, it's the only on-camera interview that he actually spoke about having dementia and Alzheimer's.
So you heard it here first, and it's going to be in the film itself. What about funding? Because I know a project takes, like, such an extensive budgeting. How was your funding like? How did you come across, you know, just putting the funds together? I'm curious about that.
A lot of prayer. So I started a campaign to try to raise $100,000.
Okay.
And I probably got $2,000. So as a bootstrap filmmaker myself, I've been doing this for about 15 years, okay, pretty much producing my own projects. I said, hey, I have equipment. I can set up a light. I can attach a microphone. Let me start while I figure out how I'm going to fund the rest.
Right.
The rest of the funding didn't come. So I had to do about 85% of the work. Called on friends to say, hey, I don't have a lot. This is what I can pay you. How can you help? And then I just finished the rest from there, just from knowing that it had to be done.
Right.
So it turned from, you know, a passion project to a purpose project.
Right.
Because I knew how much it's needed in the community.
It takes a village.
It does.
What was the most difficult or challenging part about creating this project, apart from funding, of course? You talked about also having family members that, you know, being affected with dementia. Was it difficult? Sometimes it can be a little challenging to interview your own personal people that you know. So what was your difficult part of that?
Well, there are a lot of difficult parts, but I would say the most difficult part was dealing with the emotion behind it, because
right,
the story is so personal. In the Black community, we don't talk a lot about dementia. We keep it, we hide it. Oh, that's just how they are. We don't go get all of those things. So getting over the barrier of having people willing to speak about it. My family, for one, is very secretive.
Yeah.
And so to be able to get my family to agree to do it, and then even after I showed them the first one, I was like, they're not going to let me show this to anybody because they look vulnerable.
Yeah.
My mother, tear, really emotional. My cousin, who's a police officer, she's crying, and I'm like, they're not going to let me see. They're not going to let me show this to anybody. So getting beyond that, then it was, okay, let me make sure I'm telling the right stories, connecting with the right people, and making sure the information is palatable so that people will see it and get the information and relate to it so they could see themselves or they can see a relative. And so once I knew I had that formula, I knew the rest would fall into place.
Okay. I'm going to ask you another question. I know as a creator, you have your own principles and core values or words. I want just two or three words that guide you through your work that you use, maybe other filmmakers are not familiar with. So just share, what are your three core words?
Well, I would say one is be authentic. Okay. I don't describe myself as any other filmmaker. Mm-hmm. The people that say, oh, you need to meet this person, you're like this person, you're gonna be the next. I'm like, no, I'm authentically me. Yeah. And so that's the first thing, just really being authentic. Then I would say number two is purpose. I do a lot of passion projects, but I find the purpose in it. So a lot of the information that I do, I put out. I've done films on sexual assault, domestic violence, suicide, mental health. So I try to find those things that are I'm passionate about for some reason or another, whether it's my experiences or family members. But then I try to find the purpose into it. Because my company, which is called Expected End Entertainment, our goal is to educate, entertain, and to empower. So we educate you with the information while you're getting entertained. Laugh, smile, do all of that. But then once you have that information, we hope that you are empowered. And that empowerment comes with having that information and now utilizing it to help you.
Right. Okay. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us today at Sister Brunch Podcast. We are honored. Hopefully, this is not going to be your last episode. We probably want you on season six somewhere, so keep your emails open and check. Now, we're not just going to let you go without giving you something. So I give you this little swag bag of ours from Sister Brunch. It is Black-owned business in there. Whatever you're going to find, that's your little goodie bag. Call me Sana Woman today.
Awesome. Thank you so
yes,
much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming. Yeah.
Hey, it's your boy C. Nathaniel Brown, and you're listening to Sister Brunch Podcast.